Picture this in your mind. You are the classic horror movie monster. You live in a graveyard, bound up in chains, and nobody dares to approach you. One day, a man shows up. You've heard great things about this man. He can heal anyone, even a crazy wretch like yourself. You sprint out of the tombs and fall to your knees in front of this holy figure, begging for him to remove the unclean spirits from your soul. The man cleanses you of your demons and sends them into the swine across the field. You have been healed of your demons. You can now go on to living a normal life. But you want to stay with the man who has changed your life. You beg him to take you along on his journey, but he tells you to spread the word of God instead. So that is exactly what you do. You rush back into the town, letting everyone know how much God has done for you. I can relate to Legion. No, I don't live in a graveyard. If I said that, I'm sure my mom would take offense and leave immediately to go tidy up the house. But I have felt the loneliness that Legion feels before he is healed. I have two main places where I get to see my friends, church and school. I have gone to 3 different schools, one for elementary, one for middle, and one for high. In about 6 months, I will add a 4th school to that list. I have felt like an outcast at each school at least once. In elementary school, I was one of the many kids with too much energy. I remember the days where I would come home crying after my first grade teacher gave me a red card for acting too foolishly. When middle school finally came around, I was separated from most of my best friends who all went to a different school. Middle school is hard enough when you have a bunch of friends already, but going into middle school with only a handful of friends, that's a tough situation. I tried to fit in with everyone else, growing my hair out like all of the cool kids and attempting and failing to learn how to skateboard. I was shunned for a week because I enjoyed writing. I was bullied on the school bus for not enjoying the rap music that everyone was in love with. A teacher even poked fun at me for writing a letter to my grandfather before he died. High school presented its own challenges. Moving to a different school where I knew a total of 4 people was difficult. Almost all of the students in my class had known each other for 10 or more years. I talked to as many people as I could, but I made only a couple of friends. I tried and tried again to get to know more people, but it didn't work. I currently have lots of friends at my high school, but I have certainly felt like the odd one out more times than I would like to admit. Church, however, is a vastly different situation. At school, I feel like I'm bound by shackles and chains, staying by myself and talking with a select group of people. At church, I feel free. I'm allowed to be myself. I've been a member of Brown since I was born, and the friends I've made here never wavered. I've stayed close with all of my church friends, no matter if they live in Baltimore or somewhere else. I found church to be the healing power I needed to live my life. Just like how Jesus removes Legion's demons, Brown has removed my demons by including me in every event. I have my own safety bubble at Brown, and as college approaches, I have come to terms with the fact that I won't be driving down Park Avenue every Sunday anymore. I won't be starting off my Friday mornings with Chip, Charles, Tim, and Jackson at the Roland Park Bagel. I won't be attending session meetings on Wednesday nights. I won't be competing for the quiz night trophy on the fall retreat. I won't be talking about fantasy football during youth group. I will be starting a new chapter of my life without my Sunday sanctuary. In the text, Legion begs Jesus to let him come with him as he leaves Gerasenes. Jesus tells him to declare how much God has done for you instead. In my situation, leaving Baltimore is something I have to do. I will be going off to college in another state, and I don't know if I'll feel like an outcast or not. I know, like Legion, I can't stay with the thing that saved me forever, which to me is Brown Memorial. I have to learn to make new friends in a new place. A new opportunity is calling my name. Now it is my turn to do what Brown Memorial did for me. As I venture into the unknown, I know God will be with me every step of the way. Now I know what to do if I ever see someone who seems left out. And as I move on to the next phase of my life, I will keep the lessons that Brown has taught me in mind, just as Legion keeps Jesus on his mind after he departs. Now, I ask you again to picture this in your mind. The dry air and intense heat slap you across the face as you walk down the long, winding asphalt road. The road burns your bare feet like hot coals, but you are used to it by now. It has become a part of your life. You have been outcast away from opportunity, been turned away from your family, and have been deported from your home. You aren't sure what's worse, the fact that people want to leave or the fact that you can't do anything about it. But you know God, and you know God will help set things right.